Have you had a great week this week? Have you listened to the news? Have you heard of all the thievery and all the lying going on? It just keeps bombarding us, you know. You steal from the government to open up something so you can put money in your bank. That's what's been going on. Is lying and stealing really a big deal with God? What do you think? I think it is. Well, Israel had just finished capturing Jericho when Achan coveted and stole from things that God had said not to take from Jericho. But he incurred deadly consequences. I'm going to relate to you two stories today, how God dealt with people that didn't do what he wanted to do. If you please turn with me to Joshua 7. I know it's here. We're pretty much going to read all of Joshua 7. But the children of Israel committed a trespass regarding the accursed things. For Achan, the son of Carmi, the son of Zabdi, the son of Zerah, of the tribe of Judah, took the accursed things. So the anger of the Lord burned against the children of Israel. Accursed basically means things that he was not to touch, not to take. It belonged to God. Now Joshua sent men from Jericho to Ai. They even had Ai back then, which is beside Beth Aven, on the east side of Beth. Sorry about that. And spoke to them, saying, "Go up and spy out the country." So the men went up and they spied out Ai. And they returned to Joshua and said to him, "Do not let all the people go up, but let about 2,000 or 3,000 men go up and attack Ai. Do not worry all the people there, for the people of Ai are few." So about 3,000 men went up from the people, but they fled before the men of Ai. And the men of Ai struck down about 36 men, for they chased them from before the gate as far as Sherebarim, and struck them down on the descent or on the way down. Therefore the hearts of the people melted and became like water. Then Joshua tore his clothes and fell to the earth on his face before the ark of the Lord until evening, and he and the elders of Israel, and they put dust on their heads. Joshua said, "Alas, Lord God, why have you brought this people over the Jordan at all? To deliver us into the hands of the Amorites? To destroy us? And that we should be content and dwell on the other side of the Jordan? O Lord, what shall I say when the Israel turns its back before the enemies? Of the Canaanites and all the inhabitants of the land will hear it, and they will surround us and cut off our name from the earth. Then what will you do for your great name?" They weren't concerned about their great name, his great name. They were concerned about their own lives. So the Lord said to Joshua, "Get up. Why do you lie here on your face? Israel has sinned, and they also transgress my covenant which I commanded them, for they have taken some of their cursed things and have both stolen and deceived. They have also put it among their own stuff." So they stole stuff and they lied about it. Therefore the children of Israel could not stand before their enemies, but turned their backs before their enemies, because they have become doomed to destruction. "Neither will I be with you any more, unless you destroy the accursed from among you. Get up, sanctify the people, and say, 'Sanctify yourselves for tomorrow. Because thus says the Lord God of Israel, there is an accursed thing in your midst.'" He knew it. He knew what it was. They didn't have the time. "O Israel, you cannot stand before your enemies until you take away the accursed thing from among you. Well, in the morning, therefore, you shall be brought according to your tribes, and it shall be that the tribe which the Lord takes or calls shall come according to their families, and the family which the Lord takes shall come by households. and the household which the Lord takes shall come by man by man. So it gets down, just keep weeding it out till you get down to the individual people. Then it shall be that he who is taken with the accursed thing shall be burned with fire, he and all that he has, because he has transgressed the covenant of the Lord, because he has done a disgraceful thing in Israel. So Joshua rose up early in the morning and brought Israel by their tribes. The tribe of Judah was taken. He brought the clan of Judah, and he took the family of Zerahites, and brought the family of the Zerahites, man by man, and Zabdi was taken. Then he brought his household man by man, and Achan, the son of Camri, the son of Zebdi, the son of Zerah, the son of Judah, was taken. In other words, he was chosen next. Now Joshua said to Achan, "My son, I beg you, give glory to the Lord, Lord God of Israel, and make confession to him, and tell me now what you have done. Do not hide it from me." I can imagine him shaking his knees, you know, they turned to water, you know. And Achan answered Joshua and said, "Indeed, I have sinned against the Lord God of Israel, and this is what I have done. When I saw among the spoils a beautiful Babylonian garment, 200 shekels of silver, and a wedge of gold weighing 50 shekels, I coveted them and took them. There they are, hidden in the earth, in the midst of my tent, with the silver under it." So Joshua sent messengers, and they ran to the tent. There was hidden in his tent, with the silver under it. And took them from the midst of the tent, brought them to Joshua and all the children of Israel, and laid them out before the Lord. I'm going to quickly turn to Deuteronomy 5, and I'll just read that. Deuteronomy 5, verses 19 to 21, maybe 22. But this is sort of give you a better idea here. It says, this is in the Ten Commandments. It says, verse 19, "You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor or lie. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife. You shall not desire your neighbor's house, his field, his male servant, his female servant, his ox, his donkey, or anything that is your neighbor's." And back to the other one, it says, then this is verse 24 in Joshua 7. So they take their, then Joshua and all Israel with him took Achan, the son of Zerah, the silver, the garment, the wedge of gold, his sons, his daughters, his oxen, his donkeys, his sheep, his tent, and all that he had. They brought them to the valley of Achor. Serious, isn't it? And Joshua said, "Why have you troubled us? The Lord will trouble you this day." So all Israel stoned him with stones, and they burned them with fire after they had stoned them with stones. And they raised up over him a great heap of stones, so there to this day. It doesn't sound like a good ending, is it? When God tells you to do something. Let's go to the second one here. Let's go to Acts now. Of course, we don't deal with people like that today. They usually go to, "Sorry about that. Goodbye. Just go have a good day of life. Don't bother me anymore." You know, that's not what happens there. Acts 5, verse 1. But a certain man, Ananias, with Sapphira, his wife, took a possession, sold a possession, and they held back part of it of the profit, and he held back part of the proceeds, his wife also being aware of it, and brought a certain part of that and laid it at the apostles' feet. So he intentionally kept back some of it instead of saying, I'm going to sell this and give it to the church or give it to whatever. He then decided to keep some of it. She could have done that right up front, said, I'm going to sell my property and I'm going to give you so much of it, you know. But it's a different story. Well, but Peter said, Ananias, why has Satan filled your heart to lie to the Holy Spirit and keep back part of the price of the land for yourself? Fair question. While it remained, was it not your own? And after it was sold, was it not in your control? Why have you conceived this thing in your heart? You have not lied to men, but to God. Then Ananias, hearing these words, fell down and breathed his last. So the great fear came upon all those who heard these things. And the young man arose and wrapped him up and carried him out and buried him. And it was about 3 hours later, his wife came in, not knowing what had happened. Well, Peter answered it. He's probably saying, well, what's happened here? Tell me. Peter said, tell me whether you sold the land for so much. And she said, yes, for so much. Then Peter said to her, how is it that you have agreed together to test the Spirit of the Lord? Look, the feet of those who have buried your husband are at the door, and they will carry you out. That'd be quite a conversation, wouldn't it? Then immediately she fell down at his feet and breathed her last. And the young men came in and found her dead and carried her out and buried her by her husband. So great fear came upon all the church and upon all who heard these things. There are real consequences for being a liar, real consequences for being a thief. It may not happen immediately, but it will happen sooner or later. I'm going to go to Revelation now. Revelation 21. Verse 7 and 8. You know, we're supposed to be repenting. It says, he who overcomes shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the cowardly, unbelieving, abominable, murderers, sexually immoral, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Well, notice it says here, all liars, not just one or two, all liars are included among the horrible criminals. These are, of course, sins that have not been repented of. If they've been repented of, then God will respect that. When someone truly repents, they stop doing the things they repented for. In 2 Peter, I'll just read this one. It says, Peter 3, verse 9, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some count slackness, but long-suffering or patient toward us, not willing that any should perish, that all should come to repentance. That's what God wants us to do, is repent. Here are some of the quotes about liars and thieves. No man has a good enough memory to be a successful liar. Your liar will catch you up somewhere down the road. I thought you told me different, you know. Why did you tell me this? Oh, I guess I lied, didn't I? Yeah. That was it by Abraham Lincoln. There can be difficulty in finding employment. You fill out a wrong application and they found that you lied on that, out of here, you know. Or you might even have the job, then they find that out. You're going to be out of here, you know. They can face persistent mental health challenges, chronic anxiety, clinical depression, heightened paranoia, increased increased risk of substance abuse. You know, always looking over your shoulder to see if somebody's catching you. You know, what have I done now? What do they know? Chronic lying and stealing are not victimless crimes. They can ruin your relationships with people and with God and mess up your life really, really bad. Let's turn, I'll just turn here. John 8:44. It says, you are of your father the devil, and the desires of your father you want to do. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own resources, for he is a liar and the father of it. The choice is yours and mine. The choice is ours to be like Christ or to be like the devil. What do we choose to do? Remember 2 Peter 3:9. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some count slackness, but long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Choose Christ. Choose life.